Madam President, I move further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Richard Carlson from Falcon Heights. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you for inviting me to lead the prayer to open the session this morning. Let us pray. Gracious God of many names, we give you thanks for the gift of life, for friends and family, and the call to come together in this place. We each bring the influence from our family of origin, the gifts you have given each of us, and the experiences we've had in our lives. We bring all of this to this moment as we give our attention, our wisdom, and our discernment to make decisions that affect the lives of the people of the state of Minnesota and far beyond. Infuse in us the zeal to attend to the issues at hand this day with an eye for clarity, an ear for the truth, a mind for understanding, and a heart for discernment. And may the lens we use to see, hear, understand, and discern be one of care, compassion, and the common good of our neighbor. Underline our working together, our relationships with one another that are built from sharing our own stories from our journey and realizing that we all share in a basic human condition of being fearful and self-absorbed. Then from your spirit of love, may we realize that we can empty ourselves of the need to prove our worth and can live for a more valuable, less anxious purpose of being channels of your love. Keep us ever mindful of the history and the heritage of this past, of this very chamber and this state capital, which we now have the privilege to serve. And from the basic stance of thankfulness and humility, lead and guide us into this day and into the vision of a bright future with conviction and hope. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please take note of that. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages. Secretary's off.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House of Representatives of the State of Minnesota has elected the following officer: Robert Meyerson, Chief Sergeant at Arms. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate Concurrent Resolution, herewith returned. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, a Senate Concurrent Resolution adopting deadlines for the 2015 session. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, Senate File 110 will be given its second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed in today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and refers as indicated, with the exception of on page 8, Senate File 512 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. I'm sorry. That is first reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. This will be an author's motion. All those in favor of the author motions printed on the agenda, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Eaton.
I would like to move that Senate File 238 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing.
You've spoken to both authors, committee chairs.
My understanding, it's at their request.
And it's your bill.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Clausen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Senate File 293 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development.
You've spoken to both chairs?
I have, Madam Chair.
And that's your bill?
Yes, it is.
On the Clausen motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dams.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Dames.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File Number 391 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Finance, and this is at the request of the chairs.
And it's your bill.
This is, ma'am.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sharon.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 407 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing, and both Senators Cohen and Lori are in agreement.
And it's your bill.
It's my bill. It's my bill.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolutions 71 through 74 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Before we take the adjournment motion, we have to give the excuses. So if there's any other announcements besides adjournment. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Conan, Champion, Brown, Rest, Chamberlain, Ortman, Goodwin, Latz, Gazelka, Rosen, Ninau, Nelson, Torres Ray, Hayden.
We got from Gazelka, yeah. About
Senator Bach.
Madam President and members, immediately following adjournment, I'm going to yield to Senator Cohen, and he has some remarks about a reception that we're going to have immediately following session today. Down in room 107 for retiring Capitol Press reporter Bill Salisbury with the Pioneer Press and for a former reporter who was deceased recently, Jim Ragsdale. Room 107 immediately following adjournment. Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Thursday, February 5, 11 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned. Senator Cohen.